Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 10th Perek of Maseches Erevin. Today we are learning Perek Yod Mishnah Ches and Perek Yod Mishnah Tes. Perek Yod Mishnah Ches is going to describe a case in which the area under a tree's branches is considered to be a Rishos HaYachid, is considered to be a private domain. It says the Mishnah, Ilan Shehu Meseich Al Ha'aretz. This is the halacha of a tree that forms a covering over the ground, meaning its branches are going to go out from all sides of the trunk at a height of at least 10 tefachim above the ground, and then they're going to go downward, enclosing the area around the trunk. Im ein nofo gavoha min haaretz shlosha tefachim, if the ends of its branches are not higher than 3 tefachim above the ground, meaning they are within 3 tefachim of the ground, metalflin tachtav, then you can carry beneath the branches because they are considered to be mechitos, they're considered to be walls that convert the area into a rishos hayachid. Now that we discussed this halacha of a tree, we're going to discuss another halacha about a tree. It says the Mishnah, Sharashav Gavon Min Ha'aretz Shlosha Tefachim, that if its roots protrude from the earth to a height of 3 tefachim above the ground, Lo Yeshev Alan, then you're not allowed to sit on them on Shabbos because it's Asur Medir Rabbanan to use a tree on Shabbos. The Chacham forbade using a tree on Shabbos, whether it's climbing or putting things on it or even leaning on a tree, in order to prevent people from violating the Isser Midda Araisa against breaking off a branch or breaking off leaves or fruits and so on, which would qualify as the Malacha of Kotzer. Now the Bartinura points out that if the roots protrude from the ground and reach a height of at least 3 tefachim, they too are considered to be trees and may not be used on Shabbos, but if they are lower than 3 tefachim, they are considered to be part of the ground, which should be allowed to be used and moved on Shabbos. Now we're going to begin discussing some of the halachos as they pertain to various concerns, of potentially using various doors on Shabbos. Now the first case that we're going to deal with is a door that is not attached to the building with hinges, like typical doors are attached with hinges, but these doors are simply jammed into the doorway, and in order to open the door, you have to remove it from the position and put it down. Says the Mishnah, Hadeles sheba mukta v'chadokim shebepirtze u'machtzolos, that this is the halacha of a door to a backyard and a bundle of thorns that is used as a door in a gap in a wall or these reed mats that are used as doors. It says the Mishnah, a noel in behind, you can't close the doorway with them on Shabbos because pushing them into place is going to resemble the malacha of bone, of building. But says the Mishnah, Ela imkein gavoh min ha'aretz, however, they are allowed to be used and to be put back into their place if they dangle above the ground when they're not being used, meaning if they're tied with a rope that keeps them from touching the ground, then they can be used. That since they are suspended above the ground, they are clearly attached to the doorway, and therefore they appear to be designated for being used as doors. It's not bona. And therefore, just like regular doors, you can close them. So too here, you can close the doorway with them as well, and it would not resemble bona. Continuing now with Perek Yod Mishnah Tes. Now in Perek Yod Mishnah Dal, the Chachamim rule that a person standing in a Rishos Hayachid in a private domain is allowed to move an object in a public domain. If you're standing in a private domain, you can move it in a public domain, and vice versa. The Mishnah here is going to cite the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who disagrees with the Chachamim in this regard. It says the Mishnah, Lo yamar adam b'rishos hayachad v'yiftach b'rishos harabim. A person is not allowed to stand in a rishos hayachad in a private domain, pick up a key lying in a rishos hayachad, and then use it to open a door in the rishos harabim, in the public domain, because he might bring the key into the private domain. Similarly, says the Mishnah, Bereshos HaRabim V'yiftach Bereshos HaYachid, a person is not allowed to stand in a public area, pick up a key lying in a private area, and use it to open a door in the private area. Again, we might mistakenly bring the key into a public area, which would be Asar on Shabbos. But says the Mishnah, Elohim Kein, Asar Mechitza Gavoa, Asar HaTvachim. Right, in the second case, this is forbidden unless he built a wall that is 10 Tvachim high before Shabbos, in order to make the area of the Rishos HaRabim into a private domain, and in that case, he may then use the key since he too is in a Rishos Hayachid, Div Rebbe Meir. These are the words of Rebbe Meir. Now, in this case, Rabbi Meir seems to mention only public and private domains, where the concern is that a person might violate the Isser Midah Araisa of carrying the key from a public to a private domain, or vice versa. Nevertheless, however, Meir rules the same halacha is true even where one of the domains is a karmelis, where it will only be Isser Midah Rabbanan to carry from the Rishos HaRabim, from the public domain, from the Rishos HaYachid, from the private domain to the Carmelis. The halacha there is the same, that at the end of the day, a person can't stand in a Carmelis and use a key in a public or private domain, because one might carry the key into or out of the Carmelis. Now, this is not allowed, even though the Isser of carrying something into or out of the Carmelis is only an Isser Midrabanan. The Chacham, however, are going to cite evidence against this part of Rabbi Meir's ruling. It says the Mishnah, Amru lo, they, the Chachamim, said to Rabbi Meir, Masa b'shuk shel patomin shehoya b'Yerushalayim. This was the minhag in the butcher's market in Yerushalayim, which was similar to a Carmelis. Shehoyu noah l'numanich enesem avteach b'chalon shel gavi ha-pesach. That when standing in the market, which again is a Carmelis, they would lock their booths, which would have the status of a makom patur, and they'd put the key on a windowsill above the door, which was a private rishos, which was a rishos hayachad, a private domain. And this clearly shows that one would be allowed to stand in a karmelis and move a key in a private domain, which contradicts the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Now the next, the Tana Rabbi Yossi, is simply going to disagree with one aspect of this story, but is going to agree in principle with Rabbi Meir. Namely, that you're not allowed, even from a Carmelis to a Rishos HaYachad or Rabim, you can't transfer it from there, you can't pick up a key and use it there as well. Rabbi Yossi says, Shuk Shel Tzamarim Hoya, that it took place in the wool merchant's market, it wasn't in the butcher's market. Again, Rabbi Yossi fundamentally agrees with the Chachamim in their dispute with Rabbi Meir. He disagrees only about where exactly this story happened to have taken place. Have a great day.